The K105.3 Hollywood Beat.
All right, here we go. The latest from Hollyweird, brought to you by Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery, Page Avenue, Michigan Center. They got a boutique right in the front of their showroom there. Check it out. They've got your school's logo on a t-shirt, sweatshirt, hoodie, whatever you're looking for. They got it there. And if they don't have it, they'll make you one. Don't forget to enter online right now at K1053.com for Malachi Screen Printing and Embroideries t-shirt giveaway. Your business or not-for-profit could win 100 free t-shirts. They'll design it, print it, do our however many colors you want, front and back. That's 100 free t-shirts for Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery. We'll give that away actually Wednesday morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. Demi Lovato is grateful to be alive after surviving a drug overdose on Tuesday. Some said it was heroin, but her family's saying it was methamphetamines. According to the Hollywood Life, the singer remains in the hospital and is deciding how to move forward. According to that insider, she is feeling better and wants to go home, but her team is encouraging her to go directly to a private out-of-state rehab where she can get the professional help that she needs. Demi is still very upset about what she has been through, is coming to terms with what has happened and what needs to happen in order to get well. According to other sources, she had been partying for about 12 straight hours before she was found unconscious in her home. Family's been by her side supporting her, and she's getting the help that she needs. Godspeed, Demi Lovato. Here's something cool. Billy Joel, one of my favorites, one of your favorites. You hear him every once in a while here on the Back in the Day buffet. There is no song that is more recognizable than The Piano Man. But in a new interview with the New York Times, Joel had this to say about The Piano Man.
Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
He said, I don't think it's a good song. It's a story song, more of a folk song than a pop tune. It's in 6/8 time, which is a waltz, about these losers in a bar, but people love it. He goes on to say, there's a lot of my songs I could never hear again and live quite happily, and unfortunately, this one is in one form. I don't get it. Still on my bucket list, I'd love to see Billy Joel and Elton John live in concert. I don't know if that time has come and gone, but man, that'd be a great show to see. Elsewhere in the world of Hollywood, they're thinking about rebooting a couple of things. First off, 9 to 5 with the original cast, a 9 to 5 sequel. It's actually going to feature Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton. Here's what Jane Fonda had to say about the difference between 1980, when that film was first released, and how 9 to 5 would look today.
With the social media, the internet, the computers, all the things that we didn't have then, you can be spied on very easily. Everything you say, everything you do, everything you write, every email you send.
Yeah. 9 to 5, the sequel. Those ladies still be working. Obviously, they didn't invest well. Here's one more little tidbit for you. Yet another show that could be revived. Frasier. Yeah. Get ready.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish.
14 years after the original series ended, CBS is apparently talking with Kelsey Grammer to revive that famed sitcom. Where would they go? I don't know. It scored 37 Emmys, 5 consecutive wins for outstanding comedy series. If renewed, of course, that joined Will and Grace, Roseanne, and Murphy Brown.
Scrambled eggs all.
That's your beat, kids.
What is a boy to do? Frasier has left the building.